Welcome to the Air Brand Podcast. This is season 2, episode 24 of the season finale. Today I have the honor of having Mr. Goliath. He's a lifestyle coach, entrepreneur.
Yes, sir.
Just like many other episodes, even though this is season finale, keep it the same. Just like many other episodes, I like to ask the question, are you living your best life for you?
Yes. Yes, I am. Things are as good as they've been. Business is going well. House stuff is going well. That's the only thing that really matters to me is home is taken care of. My sons are good. My fiance is good. Business is good. Everything else is water under the bridge.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I've been calling for a while. It seemed like you have everything, especially when you talk now. It seemed like you got everything figured out and you worked towards it. To even receive all the blessings that you have now and everything. That's a big thing to see, especially with another black man.
I appreciate it.
Anyway, so how is it being in business with your wife?
Well, I think the best part about it is I know I can rely on her. You know what I mean? I know that I'm not going to have the conflicts that you would have with the business owner, with another business owner that you're working with. Things not happening right, us being on two different wavelengths, those type of things aren't really a situation for us, you know, because we've been together for almost 7 years and we just understand each other. We have a good working relationship. So it makes it pretty easy and seamless for us. You know, there's always going to be some things that we have to figure out and work on and compromise on. But for the most part, it's pretty easy.
Just myself. I definitely like supporting other black businesses. So I definitely, you'll see, see a purchase from me very soon. I've seen, because I know y'all usually go on TikTok Live and display and talk to other people and everything. But I like to,
yes.
I like to do something like that, but it's going to be a while. You think I would, because I do a podcast. You think I would talk more about my business?
You know, it's like, it's you know, you have to work up to it. Like, you know, when I started my social media, it was really about just growing my following. And then I understood that growing the following is good, but you need to figure out a way to monetize that following. So that's where the business came in and gives me the opportunity to, you know, I have 100 and almost 90,000 followers. And now I can use my base, which is my following, my base, and I can market to my people, even if it's just my people. You know what I mean? Right. If nobody else comes in, just my people, that's 190,000 people that I can market to. So, you know, that was my goal is I've created the following and I've gotten the following going, but then what am I going to do with it? You know, I don't want to just be TikTok famous or whatever they call it. You know, yeah. I want to monetize, create a business.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely one of my goals. I got followers on there, Instagram, like, of course, Facebook, and then YouTube. So, like, okay, I'm already going to create the platform. This is how I'm going to promote it. And I haven't had my business since 2008. Speaking of, how did your viral videos come about?
I was really going through a tough time in my life emotionally. I had just lost my ex-wife, my oldest son's mother, and I was really in a rough place. Mentally and emotionally. And then, I left my job, to really full time coach and create content. And, I was just kind of depressed. And I told myself, I'm not going to stop. Like one day I was just like, I'm about to dance because dance has been a passion of mine since I was a kid. I'm a crump dancer. I traveled the US for crump dancing and, you know, we have videos that went all over the world and all that type of stuff. Like, I just told myself I was going to continue to dance until I smiled. And I just made 5 or 6 videos and just posted them right then. Like, I made it and posted, made it and posted, made it and posted. And then the next day, it had picked up some traction. I was like, okay. So then... I didn't notice that I didn't blink. Like, I didn't even notice that I do that. So
yeah.
I just wasn't blinking and I was serious because I wasn't happy. Like I was in a weird place at that time. So then people kind of caught on and they're like, yo, you don't blink. You're not smiling. Like what's going on? And I just started kind of doubling down on it. And then denim is my favorite thing in the world. Like I love denim. So it wasn't even like, it was no plan. It was just, I wear a lot of denim. So then I was just wearing denim and just doing my thing. Like it was weird how it just like the synchronicity of it all came together and made it work at that time. It was like, it was almost like God, you know what I mean? It just kind of put it together for me that way for it to hit the way that it did. And I always say that people started following me because they could feel something behind my eyes. There was something more than what I was doing. And it just made sense.
Because I was watching it. At first, when I was thinking of it, I thought he was related to the Wayans. I thought he was a Wayans, bro. And I was like, is he a cousin or something? I just knew. So I automatically followed you off of that. I was like, yeah, he relates to one of the Wayans. He relates to the Wayans family. I was like, automatically followed.
Understood.
But yeah, it was dope. And then, the story just took off because it was like, people coming like, you need help. It was crazy. So I know how to make it seem like you was held hostage and stuff, but it was good. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was invested.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. A lot of people, a lot of people need a type of positivity, especially on that app. Especially us, because as long as you're being yourself, it goes a long way. Like I say, what is it? Long as you're being organic and true to yourself, people are gonna see that. Like you said, they seen it behind your eyes. So
yeah.
So yeah, man. So as a black man on the Clark app, how do you? Well, I guess that kind of answered it. I was like, how do you motivate others while you're being yourself?
I just try to, at first I was posting a lot of motivational content along with that content. And I was posting things that I could say to people and try to help them get through their day. And then I realized with my sons, I realized that it's more about leading by example. So if I'm going to show myself as an example, being positive, if I'm going to show myself as an example, taking criticism and not lashing out behind it, just kind of making it fun and making it playful, or I'm going to do my live shows, or we're going to do our live shows, and we're going to sell, we're going to be positive and happy no matter what, you know what I mean? No matter what's going on, I feel like that has been more impactful. I mean, you can go all over any of the social platforms and you could see motivational content. But it's different when you're seeing people that are being authentically themselves, and then inside of being authentically themselves, they are deciding to foster a positive outlook on things no matter what's going on. They are fostering that positive outlook. So that's what I try to do, is just be an example of what a positive, motivated person is supposed to look like, versus jumping on and telling you, hey, be positive. Hey, do the right thing. It's like, no, just be that. And I think that goes a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. We need more people like that. It's easier said than done, because like you said, you turn this negative stuff that you were going through into a positive, and a lot of people connected with that. Some people are not, they can't get out of that rut and turn it and use it. Some people intend to use it for bad.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's a villain in somebody's story. Somebody's always the hero. It just depends on all around.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, you picked the right route. So a lot of people can learn from that. And continue doing what you're doing.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Do you consider yourself a positive role model?
I think so. Yes, do my best to model my behavior after something that I would appreciate watching. You know, I try to be an example for me. You know what I mean? It's like, if I'm going to be an example, then I should be able to appreciate the things that I'm doing. I should be able to say, oh, that was cool. Or the way you handled that was cool. And then And then that can spread to other people. But you have to be proud of yourself first. You know, it's just like trying to change the world. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you want to change the world. I get it. But what are you doing for yourself? What are you doing for your family? What are you doing for your immediate circle to change that before trying to change everything else?
Yeah. It always starts at home. Like, to some people, throw rocks into a glass house. So it starts with you, and I guess what a foundation you build for your family, so y'all can stand tall, and you're doing it. Obviously, you're tall, so you don't have no problem there. You're doing good.
That's appreciating.
Yeah. My next question, do you feel like your upbringing made you into the man you are today?
Yes, I had very strong parents. My mother is a hard worker, and she's very empathetic. So I learned a lot of that from her, and being able to understand different perspectives. And it was always about, I understand that you see it your way, but try to see it from somebody else's perspective. So she was always trying to show me a different perspective than the perspective that I would innately go to. As far as my father never let me make excuses. My father told me that life is not fair. My father did these things that, you know, we may today internalize as them not being the best examples of the way that you teach your son. But, you know, growing up in the 90s in LA County, it's things that he told me and showed me that helped me protect myself from the environment that I was dealing with. So I think that they created a foundation for me that allowed me to now, as an adult, be able to direct that foundation into a way that can take me to the next level.
I think that's great. Not everybody has positive parents, but you dealt with the cards that just handed. So, but that's good that you had those positive role models so you can walk into who you're supposed to be now. So it seems like he got a lot of favor with that as well. But that's good.
I think also it's perspective. Like, a lot of it is perspective and the way that you view things. My mom always would say, your perception is your reality. So the way that you see it is the way that it is. Even if it's not great, or if you're not getting what you need, or if there's something else that you're looking for, the way that you perceive your environment is the way that you're going to live into that reality. So a big part about that is understanding that even when things aren't right, there's a way that you can perceive them to be right. And learning that as a young child helped me. Now, sometimes that makes things weird as well, because then you get a false sense of reality. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. But understanding that and walking into that, and your perception and your perspective being correct, is everything. It's absolutely everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Perception is everything. You getting your point of view and getting other's point of view, because you have a different, like you said, you got a different outlet. So it's not always what you think goes. You're taking into account of others as well as you go along with their life. But that's good. You got a lot of gems because you're present with your own parents, and that's amazing. Everybody can say that. So, well, did you feel like, would you go back in time to change anything?
Yes, I go back and change a lot of things. I'm not the guy that's going to say, oh, well, you know, everything created, it helped me become who I am. Yes, it did. But I could be better. I could be different. I could have insecurities that I have, I could not have, you know, mistakes that have happened. If I could write those, I would. Like, there are lots of things that I would love to change or like to change. Now, it's not like if I'm looking back in the past and I'm angry at myself or frustrated with myself, because I understand holding that energy doesn't do anything for anybody else. It doesn't do anything for me. So I have to let go and forgive myself for my mistakes and my shortcomings. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and act like I wouldn't change them if I could. I sure would. And I think the people that audaciously say, oh, no, I would never change anything about my life, are giving you an idealistic approach, because that's not real. You know what I mean? If you broke your arm because you were being silly and fell off a roof, right, and that cost you just health and time, it's like, oh, no, I wouldn't change anything. Oh, not even the broken arm. You know what I mean? It's like, yes, you would change things. That's ridiculous. Right. Yes, there's lots of things that I would change.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I see what you're saying. Yeah, people definitely, they try to take the high road. Like, oh, no, I wouldn't change that because that made me who I am. Like, I can't. So what would that change if I changed this? Like, oh, that's going to be a butterfly effect. Like, you got to have a positive outlook on things because you never know. Like you said, working on whatever, any type of injury. Of course, you don't want to, like, oh, let's change that. Definitely. Like,
yeah.
What is it? Like, definitely, like, for one thing, like, tell, I guess, whoever's going to be listening about your business, because I don't want to just blow past that. Like, definitely talk about that one more thing.
Okay. It is called Brace Yourself, Precious Stones and Jewelry. Almost all the necklaces that we show are handmade by me and my fiance. We make them all. We do beaded style pieces. We also do some higher level diamond, and we're getting more into sapphire and ruby style pieces as well. But they're all one of one. So whenever you buy a necklace from us, you'll never see it again. And that's a big point to our customers and why we've had so much success over the past 2 years of doing this. And our main outlet is going live and doing it on TikTok twice a week. And it's because they understand that it's one of one. So 99% of the time, if you buy a piece from us that we created, we do sell some stuff that we don't create. But most of the stuff that we sell is stuff that we created. And when you get a piece from us, you'll never see it again. So that's a high selling point. You can see us on TikTok, on my page, on Going Live, or you can go to braceyourselfsnj.com on Instagram, on TikTok also. And we have those platforms with that name as well. So it just depends on where you want to go and you could see us.
Yeah, that's great. Like you can share your love through your work as well and then sharing it with others. To me, I'm a hopeless romantic. That right there is just the best thing, like, you can hope for. So, yeah, man, I'm definitely going to get something. But yeah, that would even be you saying it's one of one. That's very unique. Because I only even heard that before. Like, so, that's crazy. Like, if you don't buy an extra, that you sold off of that alone. Yeah. Because people... I definitely don't want to have the same necklace as my else has. I want mine to be for me. Yeah. So definitely. Yeah, that's the perfect selling right there. That's the elevator pick right there. Nobody's gonna have also. But my final question, what is it? Do you want to move hills or do you want to move mountains?
Mountains. Moving hills could literally just be affecting my family and my inner circle. And, you know, I feel like I have a purpose here, and I may not be able to execute that purpose at all times of my life. But I am definitely building towards being able to execute that on a high level. And I feel like that is literally my purpose, and sooner or later I'm gonna be at the level where I'm going to be able to execute that in the way that I want to. I was trying to execute that before I was in the position that I am in now, and what I recognized is I wasn't ready. You know what I mean? I just wasn't ready to do the things that I'm doing, the way that I was coaching people, how I was helping them. The thing that I don't like about coaching is anybody can tell you what to do. but how have they proved what they, how do they prove that what they say works?
Right.
And this business for me is has become a proof of concept where now I'm going to show you the positivity, the energy, the fervency that I have towards getting to these goals. And then when I speak and then I say, this is how you can do it, then you're all ears because you've watched me do it. And a lot of coaches nowadays, they haven't done anything. They're just telling you what to do. They're a master of coaching. And it's just like any sport. You know, the basketball players have the most respect for the ex-basketball playing coaches. And I don't want to be the, I've never experienced what I'm telling you. I want to be the, I've experienced everything I'm telling
you. Yeah, that's perfect. You're using yourself as an example. So it's not carbon copy. It's not fake. It's not put on any facade. They know exactly what like. I know for a fact that he went through this. This is what I did to get through what I've been through. So you can apply it so that when that person can apply it and help motivate them or use the tools that you give them to go about any situation. As long as it, I guess, it's similar. Because everybody, even though you can still get the tools from you, you know, some people harder than the first one. They want to go. Want to go about things their way.
So yeah,
I can tell that you're very passionate about it. You're very passionate about it. I can tell from hearing you speak about it. You're very passionate. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure you're successful in that as well, too.
Yeah, working towards a level of success in that. And, you know, I'm 39. You know what I mean? And I'm doing things that I don't know anybody personally that is doing. I don't know anybody mm-hmm. personally, not like people I've met on social media, but people I grew up with or my friends. I don't know anybody that is a full-time entrepreneur selling the product that they came up with. Like, I don't know anybody that's doing that. I don't know any other people that have, that I grew up with. I know a couple of dancers that have almost 200,000 followers. Like, there's things that I'm trailblazing, so to speak, for my immediate circle and for the people that I've grown up with that are... Yeah. That are me trying to lead something so that other people can do it too. Because my biggest thing is if I can do it, you could do it. Like I'm not special in that way. And maybe you can't do what I do, but you can do the best version of who you are. And I'm doing the best. I'm trying to be the best version of who I am. So anybody can be the best version of themselves. You might not do it my way. You know what I mean? You have your own path, your own way, but it's just about being the best version of who you are. And if you can attain the best version of you are, then you won. You win.
See, you're just saying that alone. You were meant to be up here. You were meant to be up here. Like, that's what the whole point of this podcast is. You're living your best life for you, but like I said on the episode, whoever's listening, they can apply it to themselves so they can live the best life for them and then help people around them also. And you're living your best life for you, but especially if you have a family, like you're living for them and you want them to live their best life as well, especially while they're growing up, so they can turn out to the great young man, great young woman, whatever. Like, yeah, you're a person.
Agreed.
What is it? This is how we usually end. You're great. You can shout out, I know you shout out to your business page before. You can shout out to other social media for both. Again, I'm definitely gonna ask you back for season 3.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate you coming up here. Yeah. It should be better next time. Yeah, I think it did good. It flowed.
Yes. Yes, and you know, I appreciate it. I appreciate you reaching out. And if anybody's looking to follow any of my content or anything that I'm doing, it's OG_Goliath, and that's on YouTube. And that is on TikTok. And then Goliath Coaches, that's another way to find me. And I always tag stuff like that. Or Brace Yourself SNJ, which is Brace Yourself Precious Stones and Jewelry. But Brace Yourself SNJ. So those are the two main ways, OG_Goliath, Brace Yourself SNJ. And, you know, and that's us.
You can find me on Instagram at Jericho's Throne. On TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia. You definitely listen to my other podcast, Blurred and Beyond, with good friends of mine. We're still growing and learning together. But yeah, this has been the Airbrand Podcast. Thank you, Goliath, again. There's people definitely gonna learn something this episode. Thank y'all for listening.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good. What is it? I need you to, because I know. Yeah, I realized when I messaged, I was like, he did say he didn't. He believed in this, so he didn't want to get paid. But I do want to send you a shirt. So I send people a shirt. It's okay. Like, it's basically this shirt that I've got on there. It has Airbrand Podcast on this side.
And, okay.
It's basically on the front. Are you living your best life for you, basically?
But yeah.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate it. I'll send you, I'll message you that information. And then whenever you want me back, bro, I have no problem.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean it. When you answer that way, it's still recording because I got to go inside and click on stop recording on my computer. And most likely next time, because usually we switch the Wi-Fi. So now it's weird. I usually record on my computer with no problem. But yeah, the way you talked like that about being the best version of yourself, that was perfect. Yeah, I'm gonna tag you. I'm gonna tag you probably on both. I'm gonna put it on the little on TikTok too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.